We had heard for a while that, oh, no, millennials are just not into home ownership. Mm-hmm. And yet what we do find is they'd love to be able to buy a home. However, that they see the lack of affordability a huge problem, right? They just cannot afford to buy a home in many markets. And that's compounded by the fact that they've got student loans. You put these two things together and you find that basically 69% of them say they cannot afford to buy a home.
So what's the best way for someone who rents to know if it's better to rent or to buy?
There's a ton of different calculators that are out there. I am quite partial to a calculator that was built by the folks at the New York Times. And if you just Google NYT rent versus buy, you'll see that you go into the calculator and you basically put your particulars in. And the one thing that the calculator cannot actually figure out for you is more of the emotional part. So yes, they might say, okay, here's your principal, here's your interest, here's your insurance, here's your upkeep, here's all the things that it costs to own a home. But what the calculator cannot do for you is really account for the flexibility or opportunity that renting provides. And that may be a piece of this that you just have to weigh into your own personal equation.
Is it a given right now, as people weigh these decisions, that you have to have a 20% down payment in order to get into the market?
I always thought 20% down no matter what. Okay. And the reason is that it protects you, right? If the market does move on you, and, you know, it does give you a little bit of a safe harbor. But that said, the downside is when you put less than 20% down, you usually don't get the best rate. And you also have to pay private mortgage insurance, or PMI. And the cost of private mortgage insurance is anywhere from, let's say, 0.3 to 1.5% of your total loan amount. And you have to pay that for a long time, or at least until you get 80% equity in your home. So, you know, generally speaking, 20% down will usually give you a better rate and will give you a little bit more protection. But I understand, certainly in a market like the DC general area, the suburbs around DC, home prices are so expensive. It may be that you have a great job and you can afford the payments, but you don't have the down payment itself. So I understand why people are turning to less than 20% down.